Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I hope you are cranking it up. I can't believe how fast this year is going. We are already into March. And I'm not sure if it came in like a lion or a lamb. We had the storm on the last day of February. Didn't really get a lot of storm yesterday on the first day of March, so I don't know if it was really a lamb or a lion, and I'm not sure if it makes a whole lot of difference, but you know, if it comes in like a lamb, goes out like a lion, it comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. So I'm ready for winter to be over. But I'm always ready for winter to be over. I was sharing with you on Friday, by the way, thank all of you for making my milestone number 1,000 show special to me. I appreciate that. But as I was going off the air, I was trying to read the new grievance letter. I didn't quite make it through that. So I want to start with that today, and then I'm going to get into something that's going on. I want to hear your opinions on CPAC. And I kind of titled today's show, Politics or People, Drama Queens or Congress. But the Revolutionary Posterity Grievance, If you remember on Friday, we were looking at, now I didn't go through all the grievances, and there are a ton of them on the Declaration of Independence, but if you read those, and I encourage you to do that, if you have not yet, to review, to update yourself, and you will realize that many of the things we are fighting today are the same things we were battling back then. And I'm going to address that here in just a little bit. But let me read this grievance to you. Revolutionary Posterity Grievance. As the aggression toward freedoms in the United States of America continue among the powers controlling them, so does my mind think back to my revolutionary ancestors. The same long train of abuses and usurpations fought against in the Revolutionary War are happening again. The Declaration of Independence mentions them. When I view the unsound infrastructure across the United States of America, my outstanding concerns toward unsound freedom of religion, speech, right to bear arms, life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness are being seized. The outstanding documents placed into law for criminalizing shock me. What America is facing is death and destruction to the soul of this nation's beliefs. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. This is public law, and you can look this up, 27-280. The total of all Christian faiths and God-fearing faiths are located in the Holy Bible. This is where our United States of American Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were formed from. When the light of these documents go out, there will be nothing left but woe be gone in the future. This is my plea, that credible cards be issued at the county seat, where qualified posterity of Revolutionary War population reside. The purpose? The watchmen and women be recognized across the United States of America. Let their purpose be to report breaches happening across this nation to the Attorney General of their state. Complaint? Silenced? Being ignored or discredited by executive orders within cities, counties, states, and federal legislative bodies in government is a constant usurpation. The freedoms in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were prayerfully and blood-bought dedications. Seeing the right of our nation given as privileges unto interests that could care less about the total infrastructure of our nation is a disgrace. There are too many unethical positions within the United States of American government. Greed has prevailed. When does life become an empty dream? Without faith, there is no trust. Without hope, there is no anchor. Without love, there is no kindness. And that is the newest grievance we have written. It is not about politics, my friends. It is not about Republicans. It's not about Democrats. It's not about liberals. It's not about conservatives. It's about us, we the people. Yes, it's about us. It wanted to be about us, as that song goes. I wanted to talk about me. I liked the speeches at CPAC, don't get me wrong. But is it rhetoric just to get your attention and your votes? What is really, truly going on? It seems to me that we look at their talk, and we see nothing happen. Look what's going on in Congress right now. And they put up their little, you know, they've given themselves a little bit of time, 1 week, and they're going to make a decision. It's not like this just happened. It's not like they didn't know about the immigration bill. It's not like they haven't known about a national debt. They got to give themselves another week. Well, we got to think about this. We got to give ourselves another week to play politics. And of course, we're hearing all kinds of things about Netanyahu, and I wanted to talk about that just a little bit today as well. And then I want to touch on something that happened on Saturday Night Live. If you remember last year, well, no, it was in 2013, when they were trying to pass a budget and they shut down the government. Oh, how we shook in our boots. And when Pelosi got on and she talked about they couldn't take cuts in their pay because there was a dignity about their job. Well, my friends, where is the dignity? They're fighting over this, bringing this Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, here, as if they are at war themselves, the Democrats and the Republicans, the White House and the Congress. And I've told you before, my opinion, every one of them needs to be present. Now, I have no doubt in my mind old Boehner was playing politics when he did this. I have no doubt in my mind. But this man, this Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, deserves respect of everyone, and they should be there. I don't care what persuasion they are. They should be there to listen to what he has to say. He is living in and amongst what's going on over there with ISIS. And he knows what's happening with Iran. So give him a listening ear. Open your minds, open your eyes, open your hearts, and listen. Stop playing politics and do what is best for this nation. For once in your life, Congress and the White House, light up their phones, people. Light them up. You let them know they had best not be a no-show. They had better show up when Netanyahu speaks to the Congress. It pains me deeply that they are fighting over this. What a disgrace we are in the world over this. We're going into a break. I have some things I want to share with you, but the lines are open, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. My friends, it doesn't matter what persuasion you are. We have got to come together as American people to bring America home, and we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Monday morning on March the 2nd. I'm not supposed to date the shows, but I just did, and I don't care. I see everything that's going on in this world, particularly in this nation. And it breaks my heart, and that's why I'm here day in and day out. And I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to stand up where you are in your community and do something. Make those phone calls. I mean, light up those switchboards. Make them smoke, folks. Make them smoke. Are you concerned about Democrat and Republican issues? Is that a deep concern for you? Are you concerned about this nation as an entirety? Is that what you're really concerned about? CPAC is a huge gathering. They had Republicans. Many call themselves conservatives. I don't think all of them are. But what is a conservative? I don't like labels. You know I don't like labels. But I guess if I had to wear one, that would be what I have. Because I'm sure not a liberal in the sense of what they are representing today in this nation. On this day, we come back. I celebrated the 1,000th show on Friday. Today's 1,001. I had two people this morning. Two people congratulate me on 1,001. But my mind comes back to the American family. The American family. We're not black. We're not white. We're not red. We're not yellow. We are Americans. We shouldn't be hyphenated unless we happen to be dual citizens. That's my opinion. That's just Beth Ann's opinion. I have so many nationalities running through my veins, I'm definitely a mutt. We'd run out of hyphens. But America is about liberty, freedom, property, opportunity, and sovereignty. Not necessarily in those order, but that's how I typed them out this morning. And our government is a republic. It's not a democracy. It's a republic, which means it is run by we the people. But we the people have been showing up late to work. And we've not been paying attention. We were never designed to be governed by D.C. occupiers. We were designed to be governed on a local realm, on a local level. Centralized government was only there to coordinate, not to dictate. So now we see what's going on in D.C. We shudder every time they make a new law. We shudder at bureaucracy, which is taxation without representation. No matter what way you look at it, folks, it's taxation without representation because you do not elect those bureaucrats. When we read from our Declaration of Independence, we can see the similarities. We can see how we've backslidden. Now we are back to where we were, maybe even worse. The difference is it isn't one king, but it's 545 of them. And they're not across the ocean unless it's our family from Hawaii. They're right here in our land. That might be possibly more difficult to fight than a king across the ocean. Do you, as an American, believe in the Constitution? Do you believe in the Declaration of Independence? Do you believe that our laws and our documents were founded and grounded in God's Word, in His laws? Do you believe in life? Do you believe in liberty? Do you believe in owning property? Do you believe in the pursuit of happiness? CSC Talk Radio. It's not on the east. We're not on the west. We're smack dab in the middle, and we're reaching out like a mother hen pulling in her little chicks, reaching out to all America. I didn't watch it. I don't watch it much. Saturday Night Live does all kinds of crazy things. Some of their skits are a little bit, well, they're not something I enjoy. But some of them are pretty funny. And a few months ago, they did one that was a spoof on, which was kind of unusual for them. But it was a spoof on the, what do they call it? Schoolhouse Rock. On making a bill. And if you haven't watched that, you need to look that up. And they were making fun of what President Barack Obama had done with his executive orders, pushing the bill down the stairs of the Capitol and trumping it with his executive orders. Which would, you know, make you think they were leaning on the side of the Constitution, which I don't know whether they were or not. But this time they might have gone a little too far. Now, I will say, freedom of speech is there. And I guess along with freedom of speech comes freedom of stupidity. Lack of couth. Lack of loyalty. Lack of respect. But there is freedom of speech. Saturday Night Live did a spoof making fun of the commercial that ran during that starred during the Super Bowl, where the father was taking his daughter to the airport and dropping her off as she was headed for deployment. It was a car commercial, Toyota or something. Tears in his eyes as he let his child go. So Saturday Night Live did a spoof video on it. Only the father was dropping his daughter off to join ISIS. Did they go too far? You can't ban them. It's freedom of speech. You can't stop watching them. You can call their advertisers and tell them we're not gonna put up with that. That's gone too far. That you can do. But why would they do such a thing? Do they lack understanding of the crisis that this nation is in? Do they lack respect for those Americans, those families whose loved ones were beheaded? Do they not understand it would never be the daughter? She would never, he says in the commercial, take good care of her, and the ISIS man makes some comment back in another language. Taking care of women is not what they do. Respecting women is not what ISIS does. Did they go too far with their freedom of speech? Were they disrespectful? I would say that they were. I would most definitely say that they were. And I don't watch them anymore. I don't watch Saturday Night Live. So when I find something out, it's because somebody has sent it to me. Or I guess this made the news today. I didn't see the news this morning. I was busy trying to put a show together. Where have we come in this nation, my friends? If we don't find that common denominator to pull this nation back together, we will lose it all. We will lose it all. I have a little poster here. It shows the old car back in the 1913. It says, up until 1913. Now, y'all remember what happened in 1913. Americans kept all of their earnings. And despite this, we still had schools, colleges, roads, vast railroads, streets, subways, the Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps, who managed to win eight wars. Tell me again. Why we, the people, need to be extorted. Remember what I said, I think a couple of weeks ago, about the license and the permits and the fees from the bureaucracy, that those are, again, taxation without representation. Why is it illegal? Unless you pay, then it's legal. Is that not extortion? Is that not the epitome of extortion? Now, did any of you watch CPAC, and what did you learn from CPAC? Rand Paul ended up on number one in the straw poll, and Scott Walker, number two. Do you have any ideas what you would like to see in 2016? Now, we're just getting started here. Just getting started. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're trying to solve the world's problems, and we know exactly how to solve them. It's we, the people, who have to get involved. Now, we have Angelina from Pennsylvania. Angelina, how are you today?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, if Netanyahu speaks at the Congress, then the Palestinians should speak too. Where are his grandparents from? What country?
Interesting.
I think he should go back there and stop causing problems. Also, what does he want, more money and more American soldiers killed?
Are you talking about Netanyahu?
Yes. What does he want here?
Well, he was invited here. He didn't invite himself. Oh,
yes.
Boehner invited him here.
Yes, that's causing more problems.
Well, it's only causing problems because the Republicans and the Democrats can't get along and they're playing politics.
Yes. Well, in Israel, if you speak about Jesus, you are arrested and beaten. One man from Pennsylvania was told not to go to Israel for 5 years, and they allow prostitution there. ISIS is funded by the U.S. government to take over the Arab countries.
Well, that's interesting.
Why don't they leave and let the Arabs alone? Why don't they go back to Poland, Germany, U.S., Russia, like Helen Thomas had once said? And that would solve the problem. They should go back.
Interesting. Well, I don't know that that's going to happen, but I know that
I know it won't. They're fighting. They're fighting each other.
You know, they've been fighting for a long, long time. They certainly have, but they're pulling us into it. But you know, actually, you're right. Part of the way, you're right. We are part of the problem because we did go in and we did start causing trouble. And you and I both know it's not about bringing democracy, as they always say from D.C., into these other countries. I appreciate your call, Angelina.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
You know, folks, Congress has given themselves a one-week pact to fund the Homeland Security. And they're not getting along, even within their own parties, they're not getting along. And if you remember, and I have a caller waiting, so before I get him, I'm going to at least remind you, and I have it here, I printed it off again. If you remember, and this was, oh my goodness, it was several years ago, when Charlie Reese wrote his final column about the 545 versus the 300 million. And in this article, he says that they create things like the deficit, and then they run a campaign saying they're going to fix it. Both sides say they don't like it, but neither side ever promotes anything to fix it. Regardless of what the issue is, whether it's a national debt, whether it's our security, regardless of what it is, immigration, Obamacare, no matter what it is, they'll campaign against it or for it and then do absolutely nothing to change or fix it. We've got Bob from Michigan. Bob, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to offer an opinion on this pending visit from Netanyahu. And this is pretty much my opinion, but from what I feel, a Christian perspective, we all understand Israel and the geographical situation.
Oh, wow.
But may I suggest that the people that are there are occupying it and really don't represent what I would call the Orthodoxy Jews, the tribe of Judah, if you will. And these people are dangerous, and they're influence peddling at this time, and they're scattering money everywhere to do whatever they want. I know that may be offensive for some people, but it is my opinion, and I totally agree that when this man comes, he should be afforded the utmost respect and an ear from everybody. I think you were saying that everybody needs to attend, and I totally agree with that, because they're representing we, the people. I don't want to disrespect anybody, but I want us to get a firm grip on not so much what they say, but the fruits of what they do.
Okay, that's a good job, Bob. Thank you. I won't agree with you on everything, but we're going to agree on a good part of that, okay? And, you know, going back to Congress, because what I see them doing is playing games. They are playing games. And you know, folks, that's why I call them drama queens. So they're constantly in the media. They're constantly in front of a camera. They're constantly pleading this way. They're either the victim or they're the troublemakers. I don't know which you want to look at. Now, inviting Netanyahu, I don't think was a wrong thing. I think they did it with wrong intentions. Maybe I'm cutting them short. Well, I'm talking about John Boehner. But I believe it was done in such a fashion to disrespect the president. But the president needs to buck up and be the better man. And he needs to show up, which he is not going to do unless he changes his mind quickly. And he's going to make sure that John Kerry isn't there. And Pelosi was screaming out that some of the Democrats may have other things on their calendars. They're playing their political games at the expense of the American people. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it. Every time we turn around, we've lost more liberty. We've lost more freedoms. And every time we turn around, they've boosted their own careers and lined their pockets. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Good soon. How about you, Bethan?
Doing okay, sir.
Yeah, all right. I wanted to comment on this Benjamin Netanyahu thing, and I think this is a good example of how our whole government has been hijacked by foreign interests, and there's just about nobody, you know, really nobody, it seems, in the government really looking out for the interests of America and the American people. Now, I think that Obama has no right whatsoever to say that Congress should have got permission from him before they invited Benjamin Netanyahu to speak to him. You know, Congress is not under the thumb of the president by any means.
On purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
like they have more power over the president than the president has over him.
Now, yes.
If they go by the Constitution. But, on the other hand, I think it shows that what we've got here, I don't think there's any good, you know, personally, I don't think there's any particularly good reason why Netanyahu should be invited to address the Congress, because I don't think our founding fathers ever intended that they fought that Revolutionary War so that the American people could be taxed and burdened to make sure that a bunch of Jews could have their own country in the Middle East. I think the United States should be strictly neutral in all the conflicts in the Middle East, you know, as our founding fathers intended the United States would be strictly neutral in the conflicts in Europe, which were ongoing forever, and the same with the Middle East. That's part of the old world that our founding fathers thought we should not be involved in, that we should stay neutral in their everlasting ongoing conflicts.
Well, I'm playing the devil's advocate just a little bit here. We are more global than we were back then as far as doing more trading and doing more businesses and doing more with the other countries. And we're trying so hard to have world peace, Joe.
I don't think we are more global. I think we were just too global back then. Just things happened faster now because we've got airplanes instead of sailing ships, and we've got electronic communications instead of letters. But I think we were just as global back then as, you know, there was the worldwide British Empire back then, the same as now. There was the whole question of free trade versus protectionism, the same as, back then, the same as now. I don't think we are more global now. I think just that things, because of technology, are going faster.
It just goes quicker.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll buy that. I'll buy that. And I don't buy what I was saying facetiously, that we're really trying to keep world peace either. I appreciate the call, Joe. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I have yet to hear from any of you that watched any of the CPAC. Was kind of hoping to get your opinions on what you thought was going on, what was said. Where you think we're going to land in 2016 or up until then, who's going to run, you know, it's all speculative. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your
investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only
$13.99. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I thought we would go to CPAC, but that doesn't seem to be the case here. We've got George from Texas. George, how are you today?
Well, it's kind of nice and cool down here.
Oh, yeah, it's cool up here, too.
We got some free air conditioning going on down here. you know, this here, Texas Independence Day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
well,
we had these boys come down here and fight at the Alamo so people could be free in Texas.
Well, happy Independence Day for Texas.
Well, we was enjoying it there for a while until these ATF terrorists show up, start shooting through the neighbor's roof over there and kill a bunch of people in that church.
Wow.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You heard about that, I'm sure.
Well, what's your call for today?
Well, I was just wondering, you are talking about that Israeli terrorist over there, Netanyahu, coming over here to talk to these sidewinders up there in Congress, and I was just wondering if you ever got a chance to read Deuteronomy 28.
I have read Deuteronomy 28. I just brought it up in front of me here.
Well, I was wondering if the people over here in America could look themselves in the mirror and say that America is getting blessed for blessing these Gog and Magog Jews that done went down to Palestine and claimed to be all 12 tribes.
Well, let's not even look at them. Let's just look at us.
Okay, I'm talking about America. Oh,
okay.
We got plenty of blessings.
Let's just talk about us. Are we doing what we should be doing? And I think you and I both agree we are not.
Well, you can speak with yourself, but I'm just saying that over here, when you see them boys are running down the street with their britches hanging down halfway down, that's not no blessing, sister. I believe Miss Angelina done said it the best before me, but that Netanyahu, his name was Milikowski. You do know that, right?
I do now.
Okay, well, his daddy was a synagogue of Satan rabbi. okay? That means they hate Jesus because the Talmud said they got to hate Jesus.
Well, now, okay, let's talk about hating Jesus, all right? Let's talk about it.
No, just let's talk about it. You ain't going to be putting words in my mouth. I didn't say I was a
hater. No, I'm not saying that you do. No, George, I'm not saying that you do. I said let's talk about those that hate. And look at what ISIS is doing. Let's forget about Netanyahu a minute. Let's look at what ISIS is doing. They are definitely targeting.
Well, who paying ISIS to do that? Where they get them brand new Toyota pickups and them brand new tennis shoes and run around in the desert? That's a Hollywood set. You understand okay. Who run Hollywood?
Well, I don't.
They all about putting a big thing on the TV screen for people to believe in. It's just like a cartoon.
Wow.
Like seriously now. You believe them boys that made secret pancakes in them buildings in New York City, make them fall down and turn into dust in midair?
I'm going to let you go. I got some other callers holding
okay,
here.
You
hey,
have
George.
Fun now. You
Thank
watch
you.
That old snake.
All right. I'll watch that old sneaky snake. We've got Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
You know, with your 1,000th show, you honestly had a chance to retire and you didn't do it.
And you think I should have?
I'm beginning to wonder, you know, you look at Iran over the last 35 years and all the crap that they have done towards
yes.
America.
Mm-hmm.
Bush and Cheney would never have talked to them, you know, with Obama and the clueless liberals, why they've opened up a dialogue, it just amazes me. If Tehran gets a nuclear weapon, I believe they will get one, they will use it against Israel, and and of course Israel does have a small nuclear force, so they will retaliate. But you know, a funny thing happens that if we have this exchange, the world economy is going to collapse. So I think Netanyahu is desperate, and he's trying to do as a last ditch resort, you know, whatever he can to keep Iran from getting a nuclear device.
Well, and there's, you know, anytime we mention this, we open up the Pandora box of what people
sure.
believe on this side and that side. I'm trying to concentrate on what's best for this nation. We cannot ignore what's going on across the globe. That is obvious. We just cannot ignore it. Netanyahu, I mean, whether people want to believe in the Israel that's there, the Israel, you know, that's another topic.
But well, at this point, secondary argument because Israel is in force. They are a recognized country.
They are, so, yes. And they are. And you know what? The scripture tells us they will be hated by everyone, and they are definitely hated by everyone.
Yeah. But, you know, it came out over the weekend that Saudi Arabia is actually talking to Israel on possibly helping them go after Iran. And, you know, who would have thought that would happen, but the Saudis are just as desperate because they don't want Iran to have that much power in their region.
It's just really shook up over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Really is. We've done the mess. We have made the
yeah.
mess. There's no doubt in my mind that we helped make this mess.
It is our administration's fault.
And we are definitely reaping the spoils, and they're not good. Not good
yeah.
at all. All right,
appreciate
it. I appreciate the Bye. Call, Steve. Well, y'all didn't want to talk about CPAC, and we got off on Netanyahu. Well, whatever you think about Netanyahu, he is a prime minister of another nation that is an established nation, no matter what you think, it is. And they are in the midst of this war over there, and Americans and Christians are being attacked, beheaded. Brutal things are going on, barbaric things are going on. I'm not one that's ready to jump in there and go full guns ahead, but I think we need to listen and we need to pay attention to what's going on. And regardless of why or what John Boehner did in inviting Netanyahu, we owe a prime minister of another nation respect enough to listen to what he has to say. If we're going to fix this, my friends, we're going to have to listen. That doesn't mean we have to agree, doesn't mean we have to abide by, but it does mean we need to listen. And you, my friends, we the people, going back to what I really wanted to talk about was this nation. We the people are always the solution. We the people are the ones. Now, it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter what realm you're from. If you're an American citizen, you are the answer. If you believe in America, if you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in liberty and freedom and owning of property and the pursuit of happiness and opportunity, you need to be coming together. You need to do something in your community. You need to stand up, do what's right, and we need to come together and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
1-877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.